Yeah, this is the Fresno Nightcrawler. I've been listening to your guys' show for quite some time, and I gotta say, me and my two friends feel horribly misrepresented by your podcast. Let's start with the obvious one. Saying that the Fresno Nightcrawler is fake is just ridiculous. We are totally not fake. So I just wanted to throw that out there that we hate your show. This show sucks. Anyway, keep up with whatever it is that this show does besides being wrong because the Fresno Nightcrawler is real. We exist and we matter. Bye.
That's right. Because even though she says all the time, I work with plumbers, we don't care.
Yeah, we don't care.
We're professionals here.
Yeah, professionals. The most professionalist, okayest podcast ever.
That's right.
Welcome back to the world famous, most okayest podcast in the world, Infinite Rabbit Hole. Happy New Year, everybody. I am Jeremy, your host. And for the most perpetual New Year happiness, I bring you Jeffrey.
What up?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, bro.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I like you.
Good.
You're good people, man.
Thank you.
I'll let you know.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And someone we've missed for the past two episodes.
Skating.
She has been long gone doing things. Not with us. Kenzar the kid. Kenzar.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm better. Better than I was a couple episodes ago. Doing pretty good.
Good. Good. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
I like your hair. You have good hair.
Thank you. I gotta get it recolored soon and recut because it's getting a little long for my liking. I don't like the ponytail thing like you got going on over there, but yeah. Thank you. I like my hair too.
Good. You should, because it's nice.
Thank you.
And lastly, and also least.
That's right.
Jacob Jebediah. How are you?
I don't need that. My middle name's good enough. Matthias.
Is it Matthias?
Yeah, Jacob Matthias.
Dude, I was so going to say Matthias, but I went Jebediah.
Yeah.
It would have been a joke, but I would have been correct.
Yep, for sure.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Not going to lie, very stressed out today. A lot of things going on.
Is it because the Giants got beat and they're out of the playoffs?
Man, I don't care about no foosball.
Oh.
No, I'm just work stress, getting out of the Navy stress, trucks broke down stress. I had the mechanics call me yesterday, right? And they said, oh, basically my starter went bad, right? I don't have time to fix it. I don't have time really for anything other than currently podcasting and work. So I'm like, all right, you know, send it to somebody that can get it knocked out in a few days. And they called me and they said, so we had to drop your catalytic converter and the bolts were messed up. So we're going to have to order the bolts and it's going to be an extra $150. And from a maintainer perspective, as someone that's worked on helicopters for a very long time, I'm like, okay, I didn't tell them this, but you know, off air, I'm like, so you stripped out the bolts and now you're charging me to replace them. Gotcha. And it's just like, but yeah, it busted on Thursday. And then they're like, oh, yeah, I mean, easy fix. It'll be done on Saturday, Sunday, probably. And then Saturday rolls around, they're like, oh man, this is really tough. And it's like, okay, Sunday. And then Monday, and then they're like, oh, Tuesday morning, it'll be good. And then they shot me a text today, and they're like, oh, Wednesday. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. And I'm just like, okay, you know, but yeah, hopefully that gets in so I can sell my motorcycle because I need to take it to a place.
They could have done it a lot quicker with a Solzol.
They could have, yeah.
Have you guys done any further research into weather modification since we talked about that at all?
No.
Nice. Good.
I've changed my opinion on weather modification.
Have you, Jeffrey?
A little bit here and there.
Care to enlighten us?
I mean, there's nothing really, you know, sometimes I'll go to that NOAA website and just see if there's any updates with the programs that are happening. And there, of course, always is, but I don't know. I have seen an uptick in people talking about weather modification. Now, that could just be algorithms feeding me that shit because I've been kind of looking into it a little bit lately again, but who knows?
So, Jacob, I'm interested. What made you shift your opinion?
Religious beliefs and stuff. You know, I've spent so much time on this whole, like, there's no such thing as climate change thing. Mm-hmm. I started thinking about it. And part of Revelation, right, end times type stuff, there's a period of 5 months where the sun is so hot, it, like, scorches people. So, you know, thinking about it. And I was talking to Whitney about it, right? And we were talking about, we live in California, right? So it's the whole, like, 2035, there's not going to be gas-powered engines, blah, 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 blah. They want to put everything on electric, even though Newsom is shutting down all of the nuclear power plants with the exception of one, right? Like, that's sustainable somehow. Talking about, like, wind farms and solar and all that stuff, like you know, those massive windmills and everything, and, like, wind farms and everything, it takes more energy to create one of those things than it will ever output its entire life cycle, you know, of usage, right? And so it's just like, it's not sustainable. We were talking about it and we were watching someone on TV and she's just like, she got all riled up because someone was talking about climate change, right? And I stopped her and I was like, yeah, I've changed my opinions on that. I think that we as human beings have done irreparable damage to the earth. Now, I don't think that there's anything we can do to stop it or to course correct it. It's just like, I don't think that, you know, I can't think for a second now that, you know, for so long, human beings were just part of the earth, right? If you want to look at it from a non-religious perspective, we were like every other animal on earth. We ate as, you know, the seasons happened, right? With, like, natural, you know, harvesting, gathering, that type of stuff. We hunted just like any other animal, everything like that. It wasn't until, you know, pretty much engines started becoming a thing that we then started going out of the realm of being part of the ecosystem into really becoming the dominant, you know, life form or whatever, but to an extent where it's not just, you know, we're on top, but we're also doing irreparable damage to the, you know, areas around us. So we can look at, I mean, this country is what, only 250 years old or something like that, right? It's not too far. And we changed a good majority of, you know, what is the United States today, from being lush and green and being filled with animals and stuff to being just a concrete jungle, right? There's not a chance that didn't do something to the earth. And then us pumping pollution and stuff into the air, burning coal, burning oil, all that sort of stuff. Now, worldwide, the way we manufacture our steel in this country is 5 times cleaner than, like, they do in China. And China's trying to be the top military in the world. That's a heck of a lot of steel. So, I mean, we could totally shut down every factory here in North America and all drive electric cars and stuff like that. It wouldn't do anything to stop, you know, the pollution levels in the atmosphere, because there's countries around the world that have way more people, way more production, and no one seems to want to check them on their stuff. It's just the first world countries. But regardless, I've changed my opinion on it. But I'm not going to give up my tundra, right? So I do believe that we have done terrible stuff to the earth. For example, I don't know if you guys have heard this, right? The Euphrates River is drying up. there's actually a Bible prophecy about the Euphrates River drying up. Now, the reason why it's drying up is because it's being dammed. So human intervention is causing this massive river to dry up. The Bible prophecy doesn't say it's going to dry up by itself or that it's going to be dammed and dry up. It just says the Euphrates will dry up. Now, Bible prophecy about this 5 months of scorching heat and all sorts of stuff, it doesn't say because of humans' pollution of the earth and blah, 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 and ripping a hole in the ozone, the sun will become increased in power and burn people alive on earth. It just says there will be 5 months of scorching heat, right? So we could make an impact on that through our own devices, not knowing, right? And so I had to look at it from that perspective and be like, okay, so yeah, maybe we have, and that's what leads to future events or something like that. So I have changed my opinion, and for a very long time, I was like, there is no climate change. There is no anything like that. We can't, you know, look back. I think we talked about it in Weather Mod Part 2 with Wes. You know, I was like, we can't look back and say, oh, you know, this wasn't just a cycle that the earth went through at some point, you know, 10,000 years ago, because no one was around to record. It was hot this year, right?
I think that's a bigger thing. I think that's what gets overlooked the most when we talk about this kind of thing is the fact that shit happens, and shit has happened so many times throughout history. And I'm talking catastrophic earthquakes, massive tsunamis, you know, cosmic impacts, whatever it is, right? These things have just completely annihilated everything, changed the landscape over millions and billions of years, if you believe that, right?
Right.
So to think that we are having some detrimental effect that's going to impact future generations and it's irreversible and like this, I understand that, especially when you talk about plastics in the oceans and stuff like that.
Right.
But
yeah.
Realistically, Yellowstone could erupt tomorrow and that would just completely change everything. There's no, you know what I'm saying? So I think we should be more worried about those events that could literally flip us upside down than we are worried about things that are going to be detrimental incrementally over long periods of time.
And I agree with that. And that's still where I'm at. So I still believe that we've done something to the earth, but like I said, I'm not going to then get rid of my Tundra and get a smart car because I think that my minute thing is going to impact the overall scale because, like I said, well, we could go completely green 100% and it's not going to change anything, right?
Can I butt in just for a second here?
No.
No.
All right. Well, never mind.
Listen, here's the thing. The point is there's a vast, deep conspiracy involving world governments, lizard people, you name it. It goes so deep. It's all the things everybody laughs at and hears about. But the idea that you're going to be taxed based off of your carbon footprint, that right there is the conspiracy.
Okay.
Right? It's just like the implementation of the Federal Reserve or, you know, federal taxes or state taxes, all this stuff is just another level of that kind of thing. And whether you believe climate change or not, that's not what I'm arguing. Of course, I think we're fucking up the planet. Of course, I also think other things like the planet fucks itself up all the time, right?
Well, yeah.
But, you know, the fact that any of us in any country under any politician should have to pay a tax because of that rather than them figuring the shit out because, hey, if it's that big of a deal, for real, print the money out, right?
Okay. All right. I'm not going to touch on this too much, but I have my point of view to put out there because I believe that climate change in general is just too political. I don't really want to get into it. The fact of the matter is that we can tell that the earth has gone through ebbs and flows of hot and cold for a very long time. We can get that through geological records. It's something that you can easily tell. Okay. The problem with the ice caps melting, you can look it up. Any time that there is ice on the earth, it is considered an ice age. Simple Google check will tell you that. Okay. So we are currently in an ice age because we have ice caps. Guess what? That means at some point the planet did not have ice caps. Okay.
I agree.
All right. So yes, the planet goes through these ebbs and flows of heating and cooling. It's a natural cycle. Are humans accelerating it? I don't doubt it. Okay. We're going to hit some time where we're all going to roast. It's a simple fact. Is greenhouse effect real? Probably. Okay. With all the shit that we're pumping out in the sky, probably. Are we going to be able to do anything to change it? Absolutely not. What a lot of people don't understand is that these electric vehicles, the plants that they're manufactured in, the batteries that go into them, the plants themselves are extremely, extremely bad for the environment. And they pump out 10, if not 100 times more shit into the sky and into the atmosphere than any other plant in the world.
Not to mention the cobalt is mined by children in Africa for pennies a day. Literally, not kidding.
And so are blood diamonds. But anyway.
No, literally, look into it, dude. Cobalt mining is like, it's...
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I don't know jack shit about that.
It's terrible.
There was this
terrible thing
on the news, too. It was like a smart building. I don't know if, I guess they're starting to do that now, where it's pretty much like, you know, every parking spot was an EV charger and all that sort of stuff. And it was, I don't think it was like NBC, maybe a few months back, but the guy asked him, he's like, what is the building run off of? And they're like talking amongst themselves, like, oh, it's run off of coal. And it's like, oh, so we're going back to coal because that was clean, right? It's just, it's not sustainable. Maybe one day it will be
this
right now, you know?
To kind of segue out of this, kind of like Jeremy was saying, but using this as a segue, right? This is one of the stepping stones for population control talk, right? This is how you get conspiracy theorists who are really concerned that there is some real population control agenda happening, because we could go down this rabbit hole of climate change or whatever it is. And at the end of the day, you come to this point to where it's like, maybe there's just too many people. Like, you ask that question, right?
Did you guys know that apparently there's now 8 billion people on the planet?
Yeah,
I'm sure there is. But I think this is a great topic for the night, talking about population control, because that is something that...
That's not political at all.
Well...
not in the same sense. Not in the same sense.
I mean, climate change is something that's hotly debated at every presidential or every congressional race,
sure,
whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's always debated, right? Population control is something that's in the conspiratorial world. Okay, we could talk about this because a lot of people may not understand all the things that are happening here. Everything. Right. You look at the increase in prices for groceries. You look at the increase in price for gas. You look at the increased price for everything. Housing, transportation, food, clothing, everything is going up. Everything around the world. They are finding ways to slim out the population. And one of those ways is by starving your wallet. Simple as that. I believe it is a thing. I definitely believe that there is population control going on. And I believe it is because people that control the world are worried about this overpopulation thing.
Yeah, I think that's a narrative, though. I don't think that they're true. Well, maybe they are really worried about it, because if there's too many people, it's harder to control them, I suppose. But, you know, the idea again goes back to, are there too many people? You know, are we polluting too much, or are we causing too much carbon emissions, right? That's one part of it. You know, the whole halting specific use of like fossil fuels, for instance, in third world countries for their development, right? Like, that's being halted around the world. So these developing countries, right, that are just now getting to use coal and the things that we in first world countries used to get to where we are, right? Like, the fact that we're using the internet, I'm chilling in the AC and I'm comfortable. We're all chilling, right? Everything's good for us. The reason for that is because we used these fossil fuels in order to build ourselves up to this point, right? Whether that was good or bad for the environment, that's not what I'm talking about. It's just a fact of the matter. So now they're halting that for these other developing countries. So that is another way that they're going to starve out, you know, other populations, right? These populations that the elites of the world may deem lesser than, right, these poor countries and stuff like that. They're literally using them for, like I was saying, child slave in Congo for mining cobalt, for batteries and all these other things. They're going to starve these people out by, limiting their development, taxing carbon footprints, all these other things. It's gonna be rough, man. And that is part of the population control too.
Plus, you just said that fake fossil fuel term. Since it's not fossil,
did I throw up the quotes when I did it?
No, I didn't see that. You're all blurred out on my screen.
I probably did it just out of.
You're all blurred out on my screen, but yeah, it's like, and that's the other thing too, because you know, if you think that the fuel, and you showed me that video, right? It was that guy that worked in the oil fields, and he was saying, "Oh no, this isn't. You know, this is just a. What is it? He's just like, petroleum is just another element in the earth. He's like, we have more petroleum inside the earth than we have water on, you know, in the ocean. It's just like, there's so much. And if they can make you believe that it's a resource that could run out, that's an even bigger problem too. Then, oh, it makes sense that, you know, everything has to be
scarcity.
You know, the prices have to be jacked up because the supply is running low. Right. No, they're just jacking the prices up, right? So
that's the scarcity versus abundance, which is the same thing, population right. control stuff. And, you know, even just the idea, just the thought in your mind that something may run out causes you a certain level of stress and anxiety. And that alone will lower your vibration, right? Let's get, you know, hippie with it. But again, going back to Gateway, like we've been talking about, how hippie is that? Right. So they're constantly hitting us from every angle, even on a subconscious level from around the world. That doesn't really matter to us, but it kind of does in our minds that something somewhere is running out.
Like that's frappuccinos.
That's why I've been hoarding all the
toilet paper.
Yeah.
Toilet paper, cat food was short. There's a shortage for this. There's a shortage.
Baby
for
formula, diapers.
Everything's more expensive. The value of the dollar's less. You know, oh shit. There's a war going on in Ukraine, so now we're not going to get fertilizer or whatever the fuck. And it's just literally this constant bombardment of like, oh, you're going to lose out. We're missing. We're losing shit. We're losing shit. And what that does over generations and generations is going to cause people to literally, it's going to be normal for people to think that there's too many people. And it's going to give somebody down the line the okay, some politician, some world leader, it's going to give them the okay to pull the trigger on some crazy fucked up genocide. That's the fear that causes this whole conspiracy theory about population control.
I don't have a leg to stand on with this, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I notice some things and some of it's sketchy, but for conversation sake, I mean, I don't know if we're in any real danger of running out of petroleum. I know that the definition for fossil fuels is misunderstood. It's not just animal matter. It's plant matter, too. So you go through the entire world. It's biomass. You go through the entire world's history, you know, no matter how long you think it is, everything that crumbled away, decomposed, has right. supposedly added to it. Now, petroleum, I don't know. I've heard multiple different things. I've heard what Jake was talking about before, where there's literally oceans of the shit. I've heard where it is scarce. And I can see why, you know, they would lie and say that it's scarce because that increases the dollar value. Even it's a false profit. You know, they're increasing the profits, but and all they're doing is really increasing fear to line
my pockets. Supply and demand.
Yeah, it's what it is. I mean, you look at everything, the price has gone up, man. Everything. I mean, name one thing that the prices went down in.
I saw a meme the other day. It said, back in my day, toilet paper and eggs were so cheap, we used to throw them at the houses of our enemies.
I saw that.
Just dying.
I saw that. That was good. That was funny. Can I take this in a different route?
Yeah, give me a second. I got to go get a sweatshirt. I'm freezing.
Okay. Well, we'll wait for Jacob.
Well, if anybody's just listened to my rant about that and you think that I'm just totally out of my mind, I'd be happy to have this conversation with you. So hit me up because I'm pretty big into that, man. I'm pretty sure that there is some agenda. Now, I'm not saying every world leader everywhere is in on it or whatever. I'm just saying, like, there is an agenda held by some world leaders and some people of power.
Well, that's why we have you here.
Doesn't that tie into, like, what is it, Agenda 2030?
Yep.
Yeah.
Agenda 2030, smart city initiatives.
Yeah.
Run by coal.
Yep. Yeah. World Economic Forum. It's all that shit, dude. Which, you know, honestly, just to end off with this, I'm just going to say, because it does, this even does get politicized now, okay? And just in the last couple of years, because that's how you can actually weaponize this information and target it against a group of people, right? Like, I have been labeled, and I've talked about this on my show before, like, I've been labeled alt-right before, right? Mm-hmm. However, anybody can go look through my, like, Facebook feed, going back to, you know, a couple years ago, you can see how hard I was ranting against the government, you know, how anti-establishment, like literally
a year without shoes.
Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I didn't even wear shoes for a year, bro. I'm a hippie. But, you know, like, because I have been talking about these types of things, the World Economic Forum and that shit, now all of a sudden that's looped in with like, oh, you're fucking Republican or you're alt-right. And it's like, dude, it's the information has been weaponized.
I don't even know what that term means.
Be careful when you automatically jump to like, this is political, not necessarily like you were doing, Jeremy, but kind of almost just that alone, you're already falling into the trap that they have set for you.
No, I know. I get that. I do. It's just such a hot topic.
Yeah, I get it.
Political thing. It is. I mean, we could talk about Agenda 2030. I mean, is it politicized? Yeah, but at the same time, it falls well within the realm of conspiracy, right? So for I just know the skimmings of Agenda 2030. So please, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but basically what Agenda 2030, for those that are listening, if you don't know, in a nutshell, basically is to get everybody out of rural areas and put them into urban areas. Basically a way of controlling what you do in and out of your day by providing everything that you need in urban areas built up, not out. So you'll see many, many, many more apartment buildings going high because you can fit more people per square foot in a vertical building than you can in a horizontal building. Mm-hmm. So,
Smart Cities Initiative. They want to be able to keep better track and keep better control of the resources. Now, on paper, it all sounds good because on their white papers, they talk about how this will reduce, you know, famine around the world and, you know, all these other things. And that may be true on some level. If it was done properly without any, you know, fuckery or, you know what I'm saying, right? Because we all know that there's fuckery, especially in politics and in business, right? So if there's none of that, perhaps you could get away with this Agenda 2030 and make the world a better place. Weed out starvation, and not by getting rid of people who are starving, but by lifting them out of poverty. Maybe, but no, that's not going to happen. Let's be real.
Because it never has been the case.
Instead, road built.
Instead, it's almost like we're farming people. Right. And forcing them into cities and not in the wilderness where we can't control them. We just want to farm them and keep them all in one spot and fence them in just like a pack of cows or horses or llamas.
This happens at the same time. Agenda 2030. So think about the year 2030. What are we going to have pretty dialed in 2030? VR, the metaverse, that type of shit. We're all going to be plugged in. Now, it may not be like the Matrix where we're literally plugged in, but we're going to be screen time in 24 hours a day, you know, in the metaverse, augmented reality type shit, full tracking, tracking your eyeballs, tracking your biometrics. That's the commodity. You're the commodity.
Maybe you are. I'm moving out into the countryside to get away from people.
That's literally why it's one of the big reasons why I moved into the country.
Well, that's the thing. Not gonna lie. Because eventually, you know, there's all kinds of things in place where they can get you out of the country. And some of that goes back to like weather modification, causing fires, for instance. Oh, you don't want people to live in certain places in like, I don't know, California somewhere, right? Well, we could just constantly have fires, have people burn right out of there. And over time, people will leave because it's a drought and it sucks and the politics and all the other bullshit. And eventually we'll have this land. And this is just one example, right? Or we can now use it for farming crickets to feed our people in our smart cities.
So, you live in Florida. You guys get slammed by a hurricane, lose everything, rebuild, and get slammed by a hurricane next year. That stuff doesn't work.
but if you look at some of the darker things that are you know, conspiratorialized around Agenda 2030, right? Can they get it all done by 2030? I don't think so. I think that, you know, once 2030 hits, we're going to be talking about Agenda 2040 and 2050.
Well, it was Agenda 21. It was originally Agenda 21. Yeah.
Right.
They pushed it back. So you're right.
So I think that's, but in the long run, you can kind of see it happening, right? You could kind of see the blueprints for whatever this agenda number you believe is happening, whatever. But let's start talking about some of the darker things, Jeff, right? So one of the things that I heard, and, you know, I don't want to, you know, get anybody freaked out or anything like that, but let's consider how many big cities are there in the United States, like really, really fucking big ones, so like 15, 20, right? Yeah. Talking about
coastline cities.
Coastline cities. I mean, then you have Denver.
Well, there's a couple in the
Las Vegas. Yeah, there's not many in Indianapolis. Yeah. But how hard would it be to take out an entire city's worth of population?
With a nuke?
Not even, no. I mean, a nuke would take out, you know, a quarter of the country, or, you know, a decent amount depending on where it lands. But I'm talking about something that's much more localized, right?
Power outage.
EMP. Or EMP. I mean, so they're, you know, I don't know if anybody knows this, but they say that they can shut out the entire United States with only three well-placed EMPs.
You know, most survival experts agree that if power shut down for like a couple months in the United States, 80% of people would die from starvation and exposure.
Oh, without a heart, without a question.
And that's, you know what, that's crazy because the grocery store, right, the idea of the grocery store where you go and get your groceries only became popularized in like the 1950s. Prior to that, there was general stores where you got like sugar and stuff, right? But most people had some kind of a farm or some means of collecting food, whether it was hunting or something like that, that was not a grocery store. Mm-hmm. Since then, people have gotten so lazy and so dependent, and that doesn't help with, like, you know, everything now is increasing in price. So, right, people are living paycheck to paycheck. They don't have, you know, cash stored away in case of an emergency because, you know, here's something neat. You know, if the power goes out, and, you know, we knew this living in Virginia when a tropical storm or, you know, small hurricane would roll through, power goes out, you know, you have to have cash on hand because the ATMs aren't going to work, you know. In most, mm-hmm. you know, in a lot of those cases, now, unless they're solar powered, the gas stations don't even work. But there's just like so many issues that happen with this. But people aren't prepared. They don't know. People like to think, you know, and I think we talked about this in the Yellowstone episode. People like to think, oh, well, if something happened like that, I would farm, I would hunt, I'd fish and all that sort of stuff. If you don't know how to do that stuff now and you're not already doing some of that stuff now, like, say, farming, grow tomatoes. It takes several months to get a crop, right? From a seed. Mm-hmm. Even if you go and get one from, you know, that's already kind of grown from the, like, the hardware store or whatever. Okay, maybe it has three tomatoes already on it. And it takes, what, another few weeks for more to start popping up and stuff? That stuff isn't sustainable unless you're already doing it. So many people would die if we got hit by an EMP. The only people that would survive are people that are already doing those things, already living in areas where there isn't high population density, right, in a city where there's going to be diseases spread because of unsanitary conditions, toilets aren't going to flush anymore. And then the difference between you and your neighbor that lives, you know, next door, you say hi to each other every once in a while, all that stuff. The difference between that nice person that you know and a murderer is like three meals. People will miss three meals and they're willing to kill someone for food. That's the difference. So it's just, it's insane how quickly everything can go from what we see now to just completely different, you know?
And, you know, let's talk about that. Well, I mean, you know, let's take a step back because I want to step onto this grocery store thing for a second, because this is something that, you know, people need to understand, right? Yeah, the grocery store concept isn't something that's been around forever. Now, this whole grocery store thing came around and people started relying less on the land, less on, you know, the local population of animals or game, and they start getting everything brought to them at a local hub called grocery store. Now, we're going as far as paying people to go to the grocery store for us and bring it to us in our house. This is bad. It's bad. I mean, we're going backwards. It's eye opening because I mean, shit, man, you could tell me, hey, go to the grocery store. Be honest with you, man, I don't want to fucking deal with people. Just being honest.
In your small town, there's only gonna be 5 people there.
That's 5 people too many.
Yeah. Mm. You know, and it's I know my wife. She would much rather pay somebody to bring the groceries right to our front door. I know for a fact.
I have trust issues.
They're doing that on purpose too, man. Some of that there's studies to back this up that social media, you know, TikTok, Insta, all these things, man, that it's literally creating not only short attention spans, but it's like, I forget the term, but it's like desocializing people, right? Mm-hmm. And then you throw in things like lockdowns that happen for a year and 2 years. And in some places it's still happening, right? Some places are still playing that game or whatever. But, you know, all these things combined, and it's literally creating this mindset amongst people that they don't like people. I don't like people. I hate people. I say this shit all the time. Mm-hmm. I fucking hate people, right? And it's not like I really hate people, but it's just like something you say because you don't want to be around people.
Mm-hmm.
And like, give that another 50 years or 100 years, a couple generations, more iterations, more metaverse, more screen time, right? Then you're going to want to be in these smart cities, in your box, in your metaverse. Food just shows up. You don't even order it, bro. Your rations show up
mm-hmm.
every day. And your rations. And it's fine. You're happy. That's what that's the whole quote. You will own nothing and you will be happy.
Yes.
Because everything will be credit score.
Yup.
Dude, I see it with my children, man. I hate to say it, but my oldest, she's 11, turning 12, and I can't get her off the damn phone, man. I can't get her off the tablet. I can't get her off the Switch. I can't. And when you do, it's the end of the world. She doesn't have a physical social life outside of school. Can't get her to do shit. You know, like, hey, do your chores. No, you're going to do your chores. Or I'm going to take your phone away. Then I'm the fucking bad guy.
Right. But
it's not necessarily our generation. And I think that the next generation can get by as well. It's really, I mean, it really starts with our generation. But I think the farther we get away from our generation, we keep moving down the line. You're going to see people want to move into these cities. Exactly like what you said. You will own nothing and you will be extremely happy about it because you will be taken care of. You don't need to work. Even the things that you do are just going to be mindless tasks. Everything's going to be set up for you. Who's going to run all this shit? That's the question.
It kind of reminds me of the show I watched. It's called Upload.
Yes.
You upload your consciousness to the mainframe or whatever the heck they called it. And that people wanted this so badly, but it was something that was really catered towards the rich and the wealthy and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And you upload your consciousness and then you get to live your life in the metaverse, in this meta world. And you get, if you want to go swimming, you just poof, you're right there at the lake. You want a big burger, poof, you got a big burger right in front of you. Like, wild, scary. Upload. I think I watched it on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, so it's about this guy who dies and his consciousness is uploaded to, you know, one of many different simulations. And he's constantly talking to, like, his wife or his ex-wife or something, and their
girlfriend, something like that. It's
very CW, but at the same time it's interesting. I heard they came up with more than one season. I've only seen the first season, but hey, you know what, let's talk about WALL-E.
Well, hold on a second.
Oh yeah,
but to your point, Jeremy, I mean, that's something where, you know, me and Whitney don't play Ark anymore. We tried playing that Green Hell game, and we lasted probably a week and a half, and then we stopped playing it.
Such a good game, dude. I love
it. It is a good game, but we have decided with each other, especially since we're talking about kids, you know, her being pregnant probably within the next couple months, is that, you know, we're planning this whole thing out. we both miss kids being outside, banging sticks against trees. You know, me and Grayson used to catch tadpoles, and like, we didn't know at the time. We found out later when we were adults, but like a sewage runoff, you know, and we'd catch tadpoles in it. But it was just like, that was fun. We'd get on our bicycles and we'd ride for 20 miles and get completely lost and then have to use main streets to find our way home. Like, this is the sort of stuff that we did. And so we're looking at where we want to raise a family, right, with outdoor opportunities and stuff like that. And so that's part of the plan, but we've also decided to each other that we're not going to raise our kids the way that kids are being raised today, sucked into screens and all glued in and antisocial and all that sort of stuff. We're not going to have any of that stuff. And it starts with us. We have to break that habit, because I'm not going to be a, you know, do what I say, not as I do sort of parent, you know, glued to the TV screen and not allowing them to partake, because that's just not sustainable. It's not going to work. But we're breaking that, well, let's call it what it is, an addiction together, so that we don't pass that on to our kids and we can raise them in a beautiful area with plenty of outdoor opportunities. Go play in the snow, go sledding, go, you know, let's learn how to hunt together. Let's fish, you know, let's do water sports, whatever it is. Let's socialize with people so that we can break away from, yeah, I agree, all the things I'm seeing. It's just like Jeff's saying as well, antisocial, stay away from me. I'm in my own bubble. I just want to be left alone type people, you know?
See, I truly, honestly do hope that that happens for you, right?
Like, yeah.
Obviously.
It's going to be tough.
Right? Yeah, no, for sure.
Very,
yeah.
Very tough.
Yeah.
Definitely would hope that happens for everybody listening too, right? That would be the ultimate goal. However, my concern is that with the increase of cost of everything and the devaluing of money everywhere and just the whole thing, the whole thing combined is going to make less time for you as the parent for your kids, which is going to make you have to rely on the gizmos to babysit. You know what I mean? And then there we are back in the cycle again, right? And as that happens, this is like a perpetual cycle. We get worse and worse. It's a snowball mm-hmm. that happens. So again, I hope that doesn't happen.
I mean, let's be real. I'm not looking at properties with 38 acres on them because I don't plan on homesteading, you know, being, for the most part, self-sufficient.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. You can do all the influencing you want on your kids, man. But when they become teenagers and they're in school, ain't nothing you're going to do to fix that.
No, yeah. I mean, we're not going to keep them from going over to their friend's house, and their friends are like that. I mean, shoot, I didn't grow up necessarily with video games and stuff, but hanging out with friends, you know, there was a want for sure. But
we've tried the whole pulling them away from screens and having family time shit, man, and it just, I don't know, you know, I used to think that was just going to be something that I could simply do, just say, hey, put the shit down, come watch a movie with us, man. I'll tell you right now, a 12-year-old girl, it's a different
It has
creature,
to,
man, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be a priority from the start. Like, I'm going to call out, you know, my younger brother, Mason, his wife, Angela. Her family had this thing where it was every Thursday, they dropped everything, didn't matter how hard the day was or which show was on TV, and they'd have family board game night. And this was their priority. It didn't matter what was going on. Every Thursday night, they had family board game night, you know? And so, and now she's 20 years old, 19, 20 years old, and they have that at their house. Mason and Angela have board game night, you know, or they go over to her folks' house because they still have family board game night and stuff. You know, this is our time once a week to just spend time with each other. All the phones are stacked up somewhere on some like bookshelf, you know, completely away. All of them are on silent, and we're just hanging out together for a few hours, right? And that sort of stuff has to be consistent. It has to be pretty much from the start, because, you know, trying to start it, you know, later, it's hard, you know, it's hard to have those consistency. It's like going to the gym, you know, you spend 2 weeks away from the gym and it's the most difficult thing ever to get back into it, you know? And it's like, it has to be a consistent basis or else it'll just fall away, you know?
Good luck, man.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
No internet, no screens. I'm just going to smash them all with a hammer. And then I'll just go through the withdrawals by myself, and then I'll be okay.
Man, it's a tough thing, man. It's something I gravely underestimated. Gravely. I mean, I'm not the best parent, but you know, and I never thought I was going to be one of those guys that sat the kid down in front of the TV, but you get a screaming child, man, and you need that break, especially, you know, like my wife. My wife's a stay-at-home mom right now,
mm-hmm.
and she's got a baby, and that baby's tough, dude. Tough. And the baby's not into TV, not into anything but mom, mm-hmm. which is normal at that age. Eventually, when that baby starts catching on to Cocomelon or whatever that other guy is that he wears weird clothes, you're going to I'm not going to say that you are,
yeah.
but I can guarantee you my wife's going to take advantage of 20 minutes of peace and quiet to catch her breath. And
oh, sure.
I don't blame her. And it's tough, man, if you don't have that break. And
I'm not saying that you can't, you know.
Hey, everybody. Bear with us while we take this quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
No.
I'm saying like on a consistent basis where they're just like, you know, like for example, I got rid of Ark because I couldn't justify spending 8 hours straight on a video game anymore. The amount of time I spent building an Ark, I literally could have built a house with my bare hands if I had the tools to my disposal, yeah. right?
I mean,
so there's a difference between like a little bit, right? A little bit of enjoying something and full on indulging, and that's the only thing that matters to you, right? And that's what we're seeing, where it's like,
yes,
that line has been completely crossed. You know, it's just like,
it's not this generation, like Jake or Jeremy was saying. It's you know, it's going to be your kids, it's going to be Jeremy's kids.
Yeah,
that's right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's going to be your
grandkids. They can do what they want.
It's going to be my grandkids. Those are the ones that are going to be. If the cycle continues, there's mm-hmm. not going to be a chance. Right now, this is a chance. Yeah, you could pull your kids back. You could still live rural. You could still do these things. But give it 50 years. Give it 100 years.
It's definitely going to be like WALL-E then. Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be
fucking wild. Oh, dude, we're heading for WALL-E. 100%. Yeah. You know, I've seen posts or I've heard people say that WALL-E is the worst movie they've ever seen. And
because it reminds them of reality.
Well, you know, that's the thing is like, why is this the worst movie you've ever seen? This is literally us looking into the future. This is it.
Yeah.
You know, this is what we're going to become.
Yeah.
So this circles back to what we're talking about to start this little conversation is it worth it? Is it worth it to take your pick, right? Like, I don't know. Think about this. If we end up in that point, that WALL-E position where we're strapped mm-hmm. in, just metaversed out, whatever, smart city initiative, like, is it worth it to have 99.9% of the, you know, world dedicated to, you know, land conservation and nature? I love that shit. Don't get me wrong. I'm all about the nature. I'm all about conservation,
mm-hmm.
national parks, state parks, you name it. I'm all about it, right? However, at what point do we step back and say, okay, that's like, where's the line is what I'm trying to say. Like, do we put ourselves in a little cubicle box in the metaverse so that the world can flourish and grow naturally around us? Because that's kind of the line that the narratives are heading towards, right?
Yeah.
Zero emissions,
just
right?
By a mountain lion while our consciousness is in the metaverse.
You want to talk about zero emissions, like realistically, like zero, zero?
Well,
not 0.00000001, zero.
Well, you'd have to get rid of all the butts that fart then.
You have to get rid of everybody. You have to get rid of people. You'd have to put people in some kind of containment device where we can literally control literally all of the emissions, mm-hmm. right? Put you in a smart city initiative, in a cubicle where you can filter out all of your carbon, including your carbon dioxide, right?
Bubble
so
city.
Like, yeah. So, like, is it worth it? How far are we going to go? And when's the line going to get drawn? Because right now there's no line. So where is the line?
Yeah, you know, they're going to put a dome over all the cities.
Viva Los Biodome.
I don't know. So, you know, it's
Fernandez for president.
It's I've had this argument a lot, man, and it's probably an unpopular opinion. And I know a lot of people put a lot of effort into conservation, especially, you know, in my mind, I love animals, love them, love Bigfoot. Had to throw it in there. And once it's discovered, which it might have already been, we'll talk about that a little bit later if we have time. But there's a lot of people that go in there and try to conserve the planet, mm-hmm. the atmosphere, and the animals, and mm-hmm. everything. I understand, right? Everything that lives will die. And I'm not just talking about on an individual basis. Everything that's alive right now, species-wise, will find its demise one way or another. Do we need to accelerate that? No, we don't, right? We could find ways to not become so so
invasive.
Yeah, like we
destructive.
You know, yeah. You know, we could come up with ways, and I'm all about that. You know, I think that's cool.
Did you hear about the mammoths?
In Alaska?
Well, see, look, that's no, and that's what I have against with I personally, there has to be a better way than solar farms and wind farms. There was a spot, I don't know if you knew Jeremy in Virginia going up towards Mechanicsville from Norfolk, but there was this huge solar farm, right? Where
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Cut this whole area out. Mm-hmm. So I got my first deer in that area. I think it was in New Kent or going up towards New Kent anyway. I got my first deer in that area, and I was actually talking to some of the hunt club members that I went out with through the Fallen Outdoors. Shout out, you know, great organization. But anyway, they were talking about that area. They said prior to that solar farm being there, that was a deer bed area. The deer would go over there and they'd bed down there. And that was, you know, where they slept and, you know, had their kids and all that stuff, right? That was they knew that area because of, you know, it was part of the ecosystem. And then to run a whole town off of solar, they cut down just acres and 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 acres of trees to put metal poles with, you know, plastic things on them that mm-hmm. suck, you know, what was it, ions out of the sunlight, right? to make electricity. And mm-hmm. what did it do? It destroyed that whole natural environment. So then the deer had to move somewhere else that wasn't sustainable for them. And it just jacked everything up. So I'd be down for it if there was a better way. If you didn't have to have 100 miles of windmills to make, you know, barely enough power.
So back to the mammoths.
Hold on. We can't go to mammoths yet. Because Jake brought up something that we have to keep going with this. We'll get to the mammoths.
This is what the mammoths is about.
Hold on.
You don't even know what the mammoths is about. It's literally about what he's talking about.
They're hairy elephants, bro.
Yeah, they don't matter. They're dead.
Cold weather elephants.
Happy New Year.
They're back.
But no, it's like I would be more into it if there was a better way, which hopefully someday there will be. But right now it's like, ugh.
Mammoths.
Hold on. Jeffrey.
What are they going to get on a big wheel and spin it and stuff? And they're going to run these mammoths.
I would explain it, but Jeremy doesn't want me to explain it.
Like so. Hydroelectric power.
Are mammoths taking on the war against solar panels?
Or like hydroelectric power, right? With like dams.
Dude, let me just add this and we'll get in the environment. Okay, anyways, the people, you know, the people who want to go into the solar energy and everything like that, right? I was watching something and I talked to a couple guys over here in Wisconsin. A lot of the farmers are really, really big into the organic thing, mm-hmm. right? The as organic as you possibly get, as natural grown as you possibly can get. You want to know something that's funny? Organic farmers kill way, way, way more animals, snakes, yep. rodents, squirrels, deer.
It's all chopped up too.
They get all chopped up, but they kill them. Because this stuff is so expensive to make and so critical because they can make a lot of money off of this, that there's more things dying because of your organic kale than there is for a Big Mac.
It's the same thing with like soybeans. People are like, oh, well, I eat soy this and soy that and, you know, all this sort of stuff, or I'm a vegan because of the animals. It's like, you have any idea how many mice die in a field when they harvest soybeans and they chop them all up? Thousands.
And they get put in your
squirrels, tongue. All these sorts of things. It's like you think that you're doing something, but you really aren't.
You're just
There has to be a better way.
With electric cars. You know, you think you're doing something, but you're not, because the power is still coming from the grid and those batteries are coming from child labor. Anyway, so back to the mammoths. So
and then Bigfoot, right?
There's a company in Russia somewhere, I think. They're literally cloning. They're creating mammoths. They're bringing mammoths back to life. I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park style. Okay.
Haven't they learned enough from those, what, 5 movies now?
They never learned.
Clearly not.
So they're doing this to battle climate change.
Mm.
Because the mammoths were clearing much of the land of shrubs and small trees when they were around. Okay. Since they've been gone, these shrubs and small trees have grown and taken over much of like the Siberian tundra, right? Now, apparently, that actually creates, I have to remember exactly, it might be one way or the other, but it makes it colder when there's more plants because the ground, wait, how is it explained? When there's no shrubs and trees, there's more room for grazing animals. Those grazing animals compact the surface, making it more dense, more solid, which in turn makes it colder. Okay.
Okay.
So basically, by bringing back the mammoths, they're going to be clearing out all of these shrubs and low, you know, smaller trees and stuff, which will hopefully, again, make it colder.
Okay.
This is kind of like a wolves back into Montana type thing. We got rid of the wolves and now the deer population is exploding. Let's bring back the wolves.
Exactly. But this is more for climate change. It's for combating global warming, apparently. Now I'm going to use the link.
They want to combat global warming by taking out shrubbery?
Yep. Sounds counterintuitive, right?
I know. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because, science, chemistry, right?
You know, science.
Carbon dioxide holds heat way more than oxygen or, you know, the compound that we know as air. I'm sure I could bring it up. I'm not going to.
I'm
going to. I remember a thing I learned in chem in college. We did this test where we filled up like tubs or Ziploc bags full of carbon dioxide and oxygen, and then we held one with just air, and then we did one with a vacuum. And the one with the carbon dioxide held heat far longer.
Yeah, but this is more about, like I was saying, when you have grazing animals, they're packing the ground in, and when you're talking about the Siberian tundra, once that ground is packed and it's flat and there's no shrubs or anything, now it's reflecting a lot of the sunlight, a lot of the radiation back, right? So over the studies, again, I'm not the guy doing the studies, I'm just relaying the info I heard, so it's just literally like that reflection of all that heat and everything, it's actually creating a colder environment, on a larger scale than what you're talking about with like the greenhouse effect.
Right. I mean, snow is reflective, right? If you have water, like an ocean, lake, pond, and you have snow on the land, just step back. I used to work for Oakley. Just in case you didn't know, you can get sunburn on your eyes from the glare that comes off snow. Just so you know, you should be wearing sunglasses outside when there's snow on the ground, or if you're around water, because the reflectiveness can burn your eyes. But with that being said, the places that have snow are really good at reflecting sunlight. Okay. So you can condense that sunlight into creating something that's warm. But in what you're talking about in Siberia, you would think that the reflectiveness of snow in general should be able to do what the mammoths are said to be trying to do with the mammoths. I don't know. I'd have to read the article.
The company is Colossal Biosciences, if anybody wants to look for it.
It all just seems very counterproductive to me. Because snow can also be a very good insulator. So you got heat. I don't know. It just seems like we're warming things up, not cooling things down.
Yeah, but that's if you're surrounded by snow.
Yeah.
You have to be surrounded by snow 360 degrees in order for it to be an insulator. We're talking about just the ground below you. And I do see this article.
I don't know. It just sounds very counterproductive either way.
Here we go. I'll just read this little piece to you. Researchers from the company Colossal confirmed, again, that's, I forgot I told you. Anyways, they confirmed that their primary goal when trying to revive the woolly mammoth is to better the environment and climate change itself. However, some people are skeptical of climate change being reversed due to the comeback of the woolly mammoth or an animal that is scientifically reproduced like a woolly mammoth. Hence, Colossal is planning on putting such animals produced from the modification of genomes back into the Siberian tundra decrease the rise in the area's temperature. To help decrease the rise in the area's temperature.
So I'm on their website right now. Mm-hmm. Colossal.com/mammoth/. If you want to check it out. Right here it says it's 10 core goals for reviving the mammoth. One. Their first core goal is to decelerate melting of the Arctic permafrost. Okay, so they want to keep the ice caps. Two, prevent the emissions of greenhouse gases trapped within the permafrost layer up to 600 million tons of net carbon annually. That's something I understand, because that's something that a lot of people don't understand, is that when the ice caps do go, there's a lot of shit trapped that's going to come out. A lot of it is toxic shit. That's going to go up and cause a greenhouse effect, which is true. Three, to revert now overshrubbed forests back into natural Arctic grasslands, which help with carbon emissions. Why?
They're also bringing back the thylacine.
They better what, down.
The same company?
Yep.
I don't think they have to. I think they're already there.
Anyways, they're not extinct yet, but they're, yeah, go ahead.
To restore the mammoth steppe. I don't know what that means.
They should bring back the thylacine.
Yeah.
Someone, joke. Someone look up the word step, STEPPE, two P's and an E at the end. See if we can get a definition for that.
I think that's a step, like the geological step. Hold on.
Five.
It is, I got it, a large area of flat and forested grassland in southeastern Europe or Siberia.
So that's exactly what Jeff was just talking about. Five, to foster an ecosystem that can maintain its own defenses against climate change. Six, to understand the dominant traits among cold-resistant genomes. Seven, to save modern elephants from extinction. Eight, to establish a proven link between genetic sciences and climate change. Nine, to equip nature with a resilience against humanity's adverse effects on vital ecosystems. And here you go, Jake. 10, to drive advancements in multiplex CRISPR editing.
Mm. So I looked up all the stuff there is to know about helium, and you guys are right. Climate change is false. So see how quickly that was? Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least we know that I wasn't wrong about the mammoths. That's all I care about.
Well, I won't say that climate change is false.
No, it's fake.
I looked up
all the helium stuff. I was wrong. Look, I was wrong on the helium thing, which apparently it's harvested through harvesting natural gas, and it's not in the atmosphere. So that whole thing that I learned was all baloney. So what's to say that the rest of it isn't baloney? Thus, climate change is fake.
Well,
easy.
Well, the thing is that the Earth goes through a natural ebb and flow of climate changing.
It gets hot, it gets cold. Man-made climate change.
We've already had this conversation.
Yeah. Right, in this episode. I know. Exactly. I'm just trying. Never mind. Fuck you, Jeff.
I'm just saying.
It was colder this morning than it was yesterday. The climate has changed. Whatever. Tell me about this Bigfoot, bro.
All right. So, I mean, I still haven't read the article.
With the mammoths, though.
That was cool. I still haven't read the article. I haven't been able to sit down since I saw it because I've been working the past couple of days.
Has anyone 13, called it 13, completely BS?
I don't know. I haven't been able to dive into it. Yeah. I was hoping that's to have it done before this episode, but apparently Google Earth has a picture of a Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And it doesn't look anything like a black bear.
Not sold already. I'm not even going to look at it, and I'm not sold.
You haven't looked at it?
No, because it's a Google Earth image, dude. So, first of all, your perspective's all fucked. Second of all, you don't know. No, it could be anything. Literally anybody could look up and see when is the Google satellite flying over to take pictures. And let me go out there in a fucking Bigfoot costume so it'll take a picture of me.
That's not even the case, because it's like, dude, the Google Earth over my old house had the people that 2 years after me and Whitney bought the house... And our cars are in the driveway.
Because
and all
it
that
hadn't
stuff
updated it yet. Had, you could have looked the old people online. Stuff. You could have looked up when are they going to fly over to take the pictures to update this shit.
Way.
And you could have been ready.
In the middle of nowhere? No.
It could have been a prop. It could have been a fucking, it could have been anything. There's no way to validate
you're a prop.
It. You know what I mean? I hate to rain on the parade here and be that guy right now, but
you're
there's no
guy
way to validate it. This is a red fucking circle, dude.
You don't even
this
exist.
This is a red circle.
No.
I'm going to send it to you.
I don't think it's a red circle. I don't. But I can see your argument. I can see your there's literally no red circle.
It just as easily could just be a lake.
Nope.
It could be a bear.
Could be a shadow.
It could be no, it's not a shadow. But the thing is, man, is I think this is great. Right? I think this is really cool. I think that it, you know, we should put some effort into it. Not necessarily us, because we don't have the tools that we need to do it, but there should be some effort put into this and find out, you know, what this is.
Which picture? Send me the link so I know I'm looking at the right picture.
This reiterates the conversation I had.
I'm actually looking at it on Google Earth right now.
You got the coordinates?
Yeah, they were in an article I was reading. Hold on one second here.
Drop them cords, bro.
All right, so maybe, look, let's just say this is like the coyote thing, right? Someone's going to come out and say, okay, no, this was set up for a commercial or something like that, right?
It's a very blurry picture you have here, Jake.
But, yeah, that's what you sent me in the group chat.
I know.
But, so...
Check the chat.
My coworker asked, if Bigfoot is real, then where's all the pictures and stuff? And this is what I want to reiterate, is that... None of us can say with 100% certainty that it's fake or that it's real, but there's individuals that want to call it fake without having any proof to say that it's fake. And I was like, so there's pictures and videos everywhere, but there people are so quick to jump on it saying it's fake. And maybe people are too quick to jump on it saying it's real, but it's like you could literally have, I could take a picture of a Bigfoot in my front yard and everyone... You know, or most people would say it was fake. And anyone that's important would say it was fake, too. So it's just like, will it ever get discovered? Who knows? We'd have to have a dead body. That's the only way.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I mean, to prove to others, yeah. But I know for a fact it's real. Seen it. Seen one of these motherfuckers.
You sure it wasn't a black bear?
No.
You sure it wasn't a kangaroo?
So here, I am looking at this picture and I am zooming out and I'm seeing nothing within miles of this fucking thing. There's nothing.
Are you on Google Earth right now?
Yeah.
I am,
Where are the coordinates?
I sent them to the group chat.
Okay. Well, I also put a link to an article where you can just click on them too. And we'll have to post. I mean, I posted the article in the group.
Yeah.
But we'll have to post the one with the link to the actual thing.
Dude,
I mean, there's
literally, it's in a walking or a running pose, but it would have to be laying down on its side in the running pose in order to get this shot.
What about how big
that's what I'm thinking.
Dude, look at the fucking trees. Look at the trees. The trees don't look 3D. Okay, the trees look like they're laying on the fucking ground.
No, they don't.
They have shadows.
This is a top-down image, bro. Scroll out. Zoom out.
This is why I think it's like a lake or a pond or something, because it's you can see the shadows off the trees. This thing has no shadow, and it looks like it's in a walking or running type position.
It's a puddle. Maybe it's a rock. To me. It's some kind of. I mean, if you look just to the east of this, you know, just a little bit there, you'll see another similar colored, a little bit smaller, different shaped. What could be another rock or puddle or shadowed?
Okay,
you know, a rock with a shadow.
Here, okay, so what if what we're looking at right now, since we don't have a topographical map in front of us, but these trees right here are on a hill, are on a lower place than these trees over here, and this is a hill in the middle. So when this thing's standing, it's at an angle. So that's why you're seeing it at an angle versus the top-down tree.
I'm looking at the it is on a flat piece. That is a hill. It is literally on the side of a hill, but where it is flat.
Send us this topographical map.
I'm looking at it on Google Maps.
Send it.
Go to layers. Click layers.
I don't know. I'm with Jeff.
Go to layers. You can hit terrain. And look at that. Oh, there was a lake there at one point. And if you go back to the satellite image,
someone found this.
The lake is
looking for a hunting property or what?
A little bit of water left over.
Where the hell is this layers button?
Yeah.
You need to update your shit, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
Shut up, gay.
Literally, like Kenzar said, it's either a puddle or it's just a shadow off a rock or something. It's not a Bigfoot, dude. Hate to break it to you.
Well, you're not breaking anything to me. I think this is a very cool piece right here. And I don't see a fucking lake. I see a puddle, maybe.
No, it used to be a lake. If you turn off satellite view and go to the default view, you'll see that was mapped as a lake and on the default view, which tells me that at some point in the past, that was a lake, because that's the information that this has. Lake.
Why do I not have the fucking buttons to change this to...
See, you can't even do proper research. You got to update your shit, dude.
I'm zooming out. This is on top of a ridge. There's no way there was a lake there.
Dude.
Okay, you can see the impressions of where the rivers are or where the recesses are in the rock and all that stuff. That is on top of a ridge.
Let me help you out. I'm just going to help you. Everybody's going to listen to me help you out. It's going to be
fun. Oh, never mind. I see the shadowy area where it probably... Nope, doesn't line up. It was probably a puddle. A deep puddle.
I think it's a puddle.
Either way.
Do you see the 3D view? There's a 3D view.
Here, I'm going to turn my camera around for you guys.
I don't think so. You can see the indent where this little pond was.
Look at my screen.
Can't see nothing. That thing's so blurry.
Yeah, it's at the bottom of a hill. Dude, I'm telling you right now that... From the Google Maps that I'm looking at, in the bottom right-hand side, there's a little button that says 3D. If you click that, it starts spinning the map around in a 3D layer. It is on a flat spot, but it is surrounded by hills.
Yeah, I said that.
But it's not wet right now. You can see.
No, it's not wet right now.
Then what the fuck is this?
That spot may still, like I said, that could be a shadow, first of all. Because if you look to the east...
Of a Bigfoot.
No, dude. Look to the east. Do you see another shadow?
What, that little thing that could be a fucking rock or a shrub?
I am looking at the terrain right now. This is on the side of a mountain.
Yes.
I don't know how this could be a lake on the side of a mountain like that. A little plateau.
It is a little plateau.
I don't know, man.
It's a dried up pond is what it is.
The problem is we're looking at this from a top down perspective and we're seeing a silhouette of what looks like a Bigfoot.
But
the silhouette of the Bigfoot that we're normally used to seeing, that our mind is populating right now when we look at this, is from a perspective of you looking at it at the same plane, right? It's standing up across the room from you. Hey. We're looking top down, so why would we see the same outline from a different perspective?
So, did you read the article?
No.
You could go to past versions of Google Map or whatever, the last time it took a picture here, and it's not there. whatever that is, whether it's a shadow of a bush or it's a fucking puddle or whatever it is, it's not there.
How do we know it's not a person?
I don't know, man. I mean, being out there in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, this is what... your argument is invalid right there. If, I mean, if you're saying that this could possibly be a person,
I'm not saying
it
could
be a Bigfoot.
I'm not saying it could be a person. I have no belief in that at all. I honestly believe it's either just a shadow of a rock or a stump or something like that, or maybe it's a little bit of a puddle. Like Kenzar was saying, it's just it's water.
A black puddle? A black shiny puddle?
I'm finding fucking water right now. Where's the water? We're going to see what water looks like on this fucking
thing. It's that fossil fuel everyone's always talking about. Yeah, springing up from the ground.
I mean, it could be it could just be a shadow. Like I said, it could be a bush. It could be anything, dude. Somebody could have gone out there at some point and put a marker in the ground of some kind. Could be a little signpost marking like, hey, this is some piece of land that is for whatever. I don't know. I'm not a surveyor. Like, literally, this could be anything. There's no way to validate.
The only thing I have against the shadow theory is who knows how tall these trees are to cast a shadow that far. If this thing is only 8 feet tall and those trees are, I don't know, 50 feet tall, 100 feet tall, who's to say that the reason why the shadow is that long is because the tree is that high up and it's casting a shadow? If this shadow could be right in front of it. So that's what I have against the shadow theory.
I am looking at the Tabaguchi Creek right now, and water looks completely different than that. It's not water. I'm telling you right now, it's not fucking water.
I mean, there's no way to prove that this is a Bigfoot at all.
And there's no way to disprove that it's a Bigfoot.
Exactly.
Well, the burden of proof is on proof. Like, you have to prove that it's a Bigfoot. Like, it's not the other way around. I don't have to prove it's not a Bigfoot. That's not how it works.
You're naysaying. Everyone says this is a Bigfoot, and you're the one saying it's not. You have to prove that it's not. Okay. That's what the guys say in all those Bigfoot organizations. Just because someone has a red circle, you can't say it's not. You have to prove that it's not.
I guess.
They actually say that crap. It's like, really? I have to prove to you that there's not a Bigfoot in this image? I can't just say that's not a Bigfoot? Okay.
No. All right. So I don't disagree. You know, we would have to prove more that this is a Bigfoot than it not being a Bigfoot. Right? But I fully believe that what we're looking at right here, the deepest part of this, what used to be a pond, is directly south of this thing in
that
this little
brown spot.
Yeah, that little brown spot. I think that's mud.
Yeah.
That looks like fucking muddy water to me. I mean, could it be a shadow? I don't know. I haven't seen older versions. I've read articles saying that older versions of Google Earth at this exact same locations, that thing is not there. Whatever that is.
You better add pictures of this into the video edit.
I'm going to have to. And I don't know how I'm going to show off everything that we're talking about, but I'm going to do my best.
Zoom in, zoom out.
Yeah.
Do a couple layers or something. I don't know.
We'll figure it out. I don't know, man. I think it's a very intriguing photo, and that's my final thing. I can see where you're saying that it's not a Bigfoot. But at the same time, I am very excited about this, and this excites me.
Bro,
this is a very strange thing, though. Was someone like planning a hunt trip or a hiking trip, and then they're like, "Oh, what's that?" Because very weird. It's so far away from everything else. It's like you can't even drive into this location
at
all.
There's people that look all over that shit all the time. I mean, I've been guilty of that.
People do that out of. Just because they can to make TikToks and whatnot. They'll just film themselves scrolling through Google Earth and finding random things like this.
I mean, shit, this is honestly, I'm just like looking through this area. And I mean, shit, dude, if you wanted to look for Bigfoot or bear or something, I mean, you could probably spot something.
Listen. I'm not saying, again, I'm still under the belief that Bigfoot is probably out there. Right,
no, it's
in some variation.
Whoa!
So I'm not discrediting it altogether. I'm just saying that there's so many other things that picture could be, that to just say it's Bigfoot, like you're literally just biting the headline, you're biting the article. Like they wrote it, they're like, "This looks like the Bigfoot silhouette." Dude, let's write an article. This looks like Bigfoot, and boom, you're the guy.
I get it. This could be something just because we want to see it. We see it,
right?
I totally understand. But I mean, I'm looking around everywhere else for anything that could possibly resemble what we're looking at.
At the very least, it's better. We're better off right now in this moment saying that this is Bigfoot than anybody who would take a picture off the internet and be like, it's an alien.
Yeah, that. I don't know, man. I think it's neat.
I don't think there's enough there. Not excited about
it. I mean, it's not there to prove without a shadow of a doubt, but I think it's a pretty fucking interesting piece. I really do.
I'm on the fence now. I don't know. This one's odd.
I'm just saying from my perspective,
all these dang trees knocked down.
If somebody came to me, right? Let's say like you came to me and you were like the most accredited like Bigfoot hunter out there, right? Like, I don't know who that guy is, but you're the guy. Okay. Top of the line. You know, you've got like actual scientific degrees, all this shit. You're ready to go. Okay. And you were presenting shit to me and you showed this to me. I would immediately, a red flag would go up and I'd be like, okay, how much of what this guy is saying is fucking bullshit? So I only say that because you're my friend and I don't want you to be looked at by somebody like me and be like, this guy's a fucking idiot if he thinks this is Bigfoot.
To Jeff's you know point, what I'm saying? In this like, area,
digital asshat, for instance.
There is
he's out there.
So fuck many patches of areas where trees are just everywhere on the ground. Like there's a spot, a big empty spot, if you zoom out near the state okay. draw thing, where it's just they're all knocked down, like someone went in there and started cutting them all down, so people have access to this.
Here's a challenge for the millions of people listening to this. We all know where this Bigfoot is now on Google Maps.
Go
find the other one. Find the other one. There's got to be one more, right? No. Somewhere, if there's one, there has to be another, and probably at least a few hundred more somewhere in the vicinity, a few hundred miles from there at least, right, for a breeding population. And if we can see one in a Google Map image, in this nice brand new 2023 satellite image from Google Maps, there's got to be another one somewhere close, right?
Okay, so here's a wild idea then. What if it's a giant and that is the second one?
Yeah.
We've already got that guy on TikTok who saw what's supposedly a giant on that mountain.
Yeah, Jeffrey.
What wild theory.
I'm
just
gonna
pulling
say no
that one out of my ass. But
I mean, I'm with you. I'm tracking with you. But the same burden of proof still applies, in my opinion, on this one. I still could be a number of other shadows or other types of things before I'm like, okay, it's a Bigfoot or a giant. And I would love for it to be any one of those things, right? Of course.
There's rocks in this area. None of them are jet black like that thing is.
Again, it could be an animal.
Jeff.
It could be some kind of animal running or walking, or maybe it's like some sort of feline. Maybe it's a big cat in a weird position, maybe cleaning its hind leg with a leg up. It's in a weird, awkward position.
It's a
and
dog,
from
man.
Our perspective, you can't quite tell what
it's a Wendigo.
I mean, again, there's a million things it could be before it's something that nobody has ever actually proven, right?
It's my friend Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's Peter.
It's Peter Griffin.
Peter Griffin. Yeah. We can agree to disagree.
That's fair.
No.
We have to fight. It's the only way.
We have to. I'm
one of us
I'm
has to die.
trying to take a screenshot of the water that I found nearby, but I just can't. And
I mean, I believe you, but
I know.
You know. I'm not stuck on the water thing. I'm just saying there's a number of things that it's much more likely to be.
If we put a red circle around it, would be easier to believe.
Yeah,
it's already a red circle. You don't have to.
No, but actually put a red circle around it.
That's kind of like when somebody tells a joke and then after everybody laughs, they're like, did you get it?
Did you?
Jake, I'm seeing all these trees you're talking about, and this is a natural thing. This happens, dude. This is not
that much.
Yeah, this isn't something that
in between the trees I can see that, but that's like a huge patch.
Yeah, dude, this is
it's wild looking anyway.
Put it this way, man. If that was done by people, all that stuff would have been harvested.
Well, I don't mean it necessarily because it's like, you know, this is an area where they're harvesting wood, but that like there's an area, another area where there's a road cutting through it. I pulled this up. It's a huge spot, just like that. All the trees are cut down in this area and they're just left there. And there's an obvious trail that cuts all the way through it. And it's not like they harvested the trees. They just cut them down for some reason. Maybe someone bought that property and wanted it to be gone. The dead trees are literally outlining this area. So that's what makes me... I'll take a snippet or whatever, but this is what makes me think that this is that. That this is an area where someone just came in and cut down all these trees for some whatever reason. I wish I could... I don't know how to capture this area. Oh, there we go. I'm gonna put these coordinates inside the chat right here, and you can see exactly what I'm talking about. Same sort of a thing. I don't know. If you scroll into this giant patch, all these trees have been cut down. The only thing that's left is bushes, and even the dead trees are outlining this whole area. And there's a road that goes right through it, and then it connects. It's like a dirt gravel road. In any case. So people are there, or at least that's what I'm seeing, is that people are there.
All right, so I actually found an article about this area. Here you go. Send you this picture. This is that area. Put it in the chat for
Hefe,
the group, or the Infinite Rabbit Hole chat.
Uh-huh.
That's the same area. There was a forest fire there. That's what all this stuff is. It's I'm looking at the article right now. Burnt trees from forest fire in wilderness landscape, Colorado, high res stock photo. Oh, that's just the thing underneath it. But yeah, I'm looking at tons of pictures now of the same area. It's all burnt.
So that could be a charred log. I mean, dude, literally, I'm telling you. I don't know. I'm just, you know, there's a lot of other pictures I've seen where I'm like, whoa, dude. Like the swamp ape pictures.
Yeah.
You know, like that to me, give me one of those in 2023 on like a nice iPhone 13.
And I'll be like, you talking about the Mayaka photos?
Yeah, the Mayaka footage, yeah. You know, give me something like that. Like, I just feel like we're getting to this point now where everybody's carrying around fucking 8K cameras. It's like that the era of grainy footage and shitty pictures, like, all right, we're getting to where that's not going to be acceptable anymore, guys.
I don't know. I think only way to settle this debate is going to have to be a body is recovered, whether that's harvested, found, whatever. It's the only way. You know, these debates, we'll be back and forth no matter what. Like, I mean, all the ones with that, like, Bigfoot crossing the river, holding the baby, that sort of thing. It's just going to be back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Footprints, doesn't matter. You know, people are going to be naysaying unless a body is recovered. And I don't know if that's even something that's feasible in itself, because it might be something like the Smithsonian. You know, you find a body of a Bigfoot, and then, you know, you either get hush money or it just gets taken from you. And then you're left to be the kook that says, I recovered a body, and then the black suits came in and took it.
Yep. That's always my argument, because how am I supposed to know? You know, if I hit like a bone with my shovel, right? Like I don't have the level, and 99% of the population, they don't have the level of expertise to be able to look at this and be like, this is a Bigfoot, not a human. And actually know for sure, right? And that goes for so many other things. You know, dinosaur bones is a good one. If I stumble across some bones, I don't know. I can't tell you what that is. I'm going to rely on some expert to tell me what that was. And they could just simply be like, you found an old, like 300-year-old, I don't know, Native American.
Yeah, it was a Bigfoot.
Skeleton, you know? Great, that's awesome. You know, we'll put a plaque there and whatever, right?
Yeah.
But in reality, you found a Bigfoot skeleton.
Hard to say.
I'll tell you what, with that coyote guy running around making a bunch of fakes for an ad spot, not saying anything, that sure doesn't help.
What a fucking dick. That guy sucks.
Yeah, he does. I gotta get off here, guys. It's almost bedtime.
All right, it was fun arguing with you today.
You too.
Pushing out some misinformation stuff. Always.
Yeah, I like it.
Always appreciated.
It's good.
Yeah, we really scared those people. We're gonna scare them. Scare them right into cities.
Mm-hmm.
Right into their vertical apartments.
Yeah. It's like the way it that's the way it was out in South Korea. Like anywhere in the outskirts of like the major cities and stuff, it was like 30-story tall apartment buildings.
Yep.
And then where you'd normally think the parking lot would be, right? A decent sized parking lot, it was a farmland. And that's where they were farming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just crazy. You know, it's like looking up at these massive apartment buildings and stuff. It's like, man, I don't want to live like that. I'd live in a double wide if I could have my own property.
Maybe we should talk about Agenda 2030 a little deeper one day. Because, yeah. I mean, there's people, you know, there's claims that Agenda 2030 doesn't just stop at vertical buildings in big cities. It goes as far as to say that, you know, a square block of four of these buildings will literally be your entire life. You'll Gross. Have school, work, grocery store, food, clothing, mm-hmm. everything within a block of where you live.
They're building some of those already now.
Yeah, you'll travel more. You'll travel more up and down than you will side to side or forward and backwards.
I forget where the newest one I saw they're building. It's in the desert somewhere. They're building some like smart city that's, you know, it's like literally a vertical wall, and it's actually really long, but there's just like a train.
Oh, yeah. It's like
the city inside.
Yeah, almost like a mirrored wall. So like it. Yeah, I can't remember what the article
but if you
said
live in
exactly.
There, you're 100%. I mean, we're already 100% at the mercy of.
I'd rather be dead than live like that.
Yeah,
that's wild though.
Should we break this into two episodes?
Sure.
I don't know, but I gotta go. I gotta go to bed.
All right, Jeffrey.
I'd say no. Let's cut out a lot of the stuff where we're talking about like the image and stuff. I'll go through and I'll chop a lot of it out. I might even remove the BS I said about helium.
Okay. Well, the first 10 minutes is going to go away. I was talking about graham crackers for absolutely no reason. All right. Well, that has been another thrilling episode of the World's OKest Podcast. Thank you for stopping by, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.